Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Leecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting set for game two of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays evened up the series at a game apiece with last night's 3-1 victory. Rafael Ohashi was great in a bounce-back effort. After posting a 9.00 ERA in the month of May, Ohashi went 5 1/3, allowing just one run on three hits to record his second win of the year. And after Ohashi, the bullpen locked it down. Kiner Leon got the final two outs in the sixth with the tying run on second base. Then minor league rehabber Fitz Stadler threw a perfect inning before Ian Churchill slammed the door for the six-out save, his second in as many attempts. Offensively, Ryan McCarty and Nick Deschamps brought the power for the Blue Jays, both hitting their third homers of the season, each solo shots to put Dunedin up 2-0. And Jaden Rudd tacked on another run in the fifth with an RBI single for good measure. With the win, the Blue Jays get back to a game within 500 at 26-27, and the Marauders fell to 28-25. Around the Florida State League last night, Clearwater beat Fort Myers again 7-2, trimming their magic number to just 3 with 13 games left to play. Jupiter beat Palm Beach 4-3 by scoring all four runs in the seventh inning in their comeback effort. Tampa beat Lakeland 3-1, and Daytona just beat St. Lucie 7-5 today after their game was postponed last night. They'll play another game tonight. And how that all affects the standings, starting in the East as always. The Palm Beach Cardinals hold just a one-game lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads for first place. Palm Beach at 31-22 and Jupiter at 30-23. The Daytona Tortugas are third at 22-31, 9 games back. And the St. Lucie Mets are last, 17-35, 13.5 back. In the West, the Clearwater Threshers, they are 38-14, 10.5 games up on the Bradenton Marauders and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who both sit at 28-25. Again, Clearwater's magic number, just 3, which equals Clearwater wins and Fort Myers plus Bradenton losses. Your Blue Jays are 4th at 26-27, just 1 game away from elimination in the first half. The Tampa Tarpons are 5th at 23-30, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers are last at 21-32. Those two teams have both been eliminated from postseason contention in the first half. And now on to tonight. Wilbur Dotel makes just his 5th start of the season for the Marauders. He spent some time on the IL and is making his 3rd start back from injury. On the year, he's gone just 11 1/3 innings pitched so far, pitching to a 4.76 ERA. He also is still looking to get through 4 complete innings for the first time, so we could see Bradenton go to the bullpen early. For the Blue Jays, Pat Gallagher makes his 2nd start and 4th total appearance for Dunedin this year. Also just 11 1/3 innings of work, pitching to a 6.35 ERA. He'll likely be piggybacked by Alex Amalfi after about 4 innings if all goes to plan. He's looked solid so far, but he's had some tough breaks defensively, with a lot of guys missing some makeable plays that honestly could have gone for errors, but did not. No roster moves to make note of this evening, and now we'll look at the lineups. First for the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first at third base, Jesus Castillo. Batting second, the DH, Jack Brannigan. Batting third, the second baseman, Termar Johnson. Batting fourth in right field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fifth in center field, Shailene Polanco. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Francisco Acuna. Batting seventh in left field, Davies Nadal. Batting eighth at first base, Nick Cimillo. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, batting ninth, the catcher, Luis Hernandez. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this evening. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second, the DH tonight, Manuel Beltre. Batting third, the shortstop, Tucker Tillman. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth at third base, Ryan McCarty. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting seventh at second base, Raquelbin DeCastro. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Gene Arnaez. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break and we'll be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 9 or so minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here in Bradenton, Florida at Leecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, as your Blue Jays are getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set against the Bradenton Marauders. It'll be Wilbur Dotel, the righty on the mound for the Marauders here tonight, making his fifth start, fifth total appearance. An 0-0 record with a 4.76 ERA through 11 and a third. He's going to start off against Jaden Rudd, Manuel Beltre, and Tucker Thoman, the top three in the Blue Jays order. Throw down to second. We're about ready to get started. Wind blowing straight out to center field. 84 degrees, little humid, kind of muggy here in Bradenton, Florida, but what else would you expect at the Florida State League? Lefty-righty matchup to get things going. Jaden Rudd stepping in. He's led off all three games so far for Dunedin. First pitch by the righty out of the windup, misses off the plate outside, and we're underway here at 6:32. 1-0 count to start off Rudd. RBI single in last night's ballgame. So far this year batting .237 as he lifts that one to left, going back over towards the wall, rather to the track, and right there at the track settling, Davies Nadal hauls it in for out number one. And now let's take a look at the Marauders' defense in the outfield, left to right. The aforementioned Davies Nadal, Shailene Polanco in center, and Rodolfo Nolasco in right. Along that infield, third to first, Jesus Castillo at third, Francisco Acuna at short, Termar Johnson at second base, and Nick Cimillo at first with Luis Hernandez behind the dish. First pitch to Manuel Beltre is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him off. Beltre, that batting average dipping below .240. For really the first time all year, he takes that one low and outside, now 1-1. .238 average, one home run, 16 RBIs. He has been struggling over his last 5-10 games. That one ripped into left center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. We'll see if Manuel tries to go two. He makes that wide turn. Throw by Polanco. He's going to be cut off in the throw to second. Not in time. A one-out double by Manuel Beltre. I think Manuel heard me talking about how much he's been struggling over these last few days. And they're going to throw over to first to make sure he did step on the bag. And Gabe Vargas, the umpire on the bases, throws up the safe sign. And Beltre is in scoring position here, one out into the first inning. Now a couple chances for the Blue Jays to draw first blood here in this top half of the first inning. It'll be Tucker Thoman. Switch hitting shortstop. He'll bat from the left side against the righty. Runner on second, one away. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one sent towards left. That's going to fall in fair territory. A base hit for Tucker. That's going to score Beltre. Now he's going to take a wide turn, and he's going to stop at first. An RBI single, and the Blue Jays get the scoring started here. One out into the first inning. RBI number 20 on the year for Tucker Thoman. Blue Jays' fifth overall prospect gets the job done here in the first. And now Roque Salinas, the cleanup hitter tonight, will step in. Back-to-back base hits for the Blue Jays. Knocks in a run. Dotel still working out of the stretch. First pitch to Roque is taken low and outside for a ball 1-0. One on and one out. The infield playing Roque straight up with Tucker at first trying to stay in line for a double play. Now a move over to first. And back in time on a head first dive is Tucker. One ball, no strikes. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen. It'll be 1-1. Roque so far this year batting .183. One home run, 15 RBIs this year. The average hasn't been there so far to start off the year, but he's still been productive when he's been needed. Obviously, with those 15 R's playing RBIs, playing in his 38th game, my goodness. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-1 count to Roque. Two balls and a strike. Dotel comes set. The righty kicks, fires. Foul back to the screen. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays hit two solo shots in last night's 3-1 victory. Ryan McCarty, who's on deck, had one of them. Now the 2-2 pitch to Roque. That one lifted towards left center. Over towards the gap is Polanco. He's going to call for it and make the grab. Tellman will head back to first, and now McCarty stepping in. A runner on and two down. Ryan McCarty stepping in. He's been hitting the ball really well as of late. Tied for the active team lead with Nick Deschamps in home runs. They both got three after each of them left the yard last night. Righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Now throw back over to first and Tellman back in. Samillo, a good throw would have got him. Rather, Hernandez on the throw to Samillo. 1-0 count to start off McCarty. On the year batting 227. Three home runs, 14 RBIs. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. A good take there by McCarty. Fastball and a slider. All Dotel really has to work with in his repertoire. Throws the fastball about 70% of the time. And that slider about 30%. The 2-0. That one lifted. In the infield, underneath it is Tamar Johnson. He'll make the grab for out number three, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays take the first lead of the night, an RBI single by Tucker Tellman. We'll head to the home half of the first here at Leacom Park. It's 1-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shawty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
This is Ian Churchill, and you are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Pat Gallagher is on the bump for your Blue Jays this evening, making his second start, fourth total appearance on the year for Dunedin. 11 and a third innings worth of work so far for the young righty. A 6.35 ERA and an 0-1 record, but he has looked solid. He's been the victim of some tough defensive plays that really could have gone either way, but didn't go his. He'll start off against Jesus Castillo, the third baseman for Bradenton. First pitch, that one missed off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. This is an all ABS game. Kenny Garcia behind the plate will indicate the balls and the strikes, but they will be made by the earpiece he's got wearing. That one in there for a called strike, now 1-1. Gallagher working quick out of the windup. The pitch, that one low and outside. Pat Gallagher, 22 years old, out of the University of Connecticut, former 11th round pick by the Blue Jays last year. That one fouled back to the screen, and now a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man. Stepping back in the box now is Castillo. Righty fires. Foul ball right on the right side of the plate. I think it might have went off his foot. And it'll stay 2-2. Gallagher with a slight cushion to work with after the Blue Jays opened up the scoring in the first inning. 1-0. That one in there. Called strike three. Inside slider. Got him looking. One up, one down. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Ryan McCarty at third, Tucker Toman at short, Raquelben DeCastro at second base, and Gene Arnaez over at first with Nick Deschamp behind the dish. One batter, one K for Pat Gallagher. First pitch, looked like the slider again, right there at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Jack Brannigan, the DH, up to the plate. That one low and outside. Gallagher yanked that slider a little bit more than he wanted to. One and one now to Brannigan. Nobody on and one away here in this bottom half of the first inning. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by McCarty. Long throw across the diamond. Perfect toss to Arnaez, and that's two up, two down. 5-3 on the score sheet. Now the second baseman, Termar Johnson, stepping in. Johnson stepping in for the first time on the year, batting 252. Couple home runs, 13 RBIs through 33 games. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Gallagher, the 0-1. That one low and inside. Skipped in the dirt right behind the plate. That'll even up the count. A ball and a strike apiece. Blue Jays coming in this game just a game under 500, 26-27. Caught in a miss there. And now it's 1-2. Time called to the plate by Johnson. He'll take a few steps out. Nobody on and two down. Gallagher trying for a clean first inning. And the righty kicks, fires. Caught in a miss. The high fastball got him to chase. Three up, three down go the Marauders. Two Ks in the inning for Gallagher. We'll head to the top of the second. Blue Jays up 1-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Robert Robertis is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Tonight's right fielder batting in the sixth spot. 6-7-8 hitters due up. Robertis, DeCastro, and Arnaez. The righty kicks, fires out of the windup. First pitch misses well wide. 1-0 to get Robertis started. On the year, Robertis batting a 189 as he lifts that one towards left. towards the foul line. And underneath it is Davies Nadal as he hauls it in for out number one. One up, one down in the inning now, Raquel Benicastro will step in. It'll be a righty-righty matchup. Castro, the second baseman here today. On the year, batting 240. He's got a home run and 8 RBIs to his name. Playing in just his 16th game. First pitch missed up high with that fastball, 1-0. Started the year off with the team. Got sent to extended spring about 3 weeks into the season. And that one he takes up high now, 2-0. Pitch. That one off the plate outside. Now 3-0 to Raquelvin. 240 batting average, 328 OBP. Righty. Out of the windup. 3-0 pitch. That one up and in. It turns DeCastro. He'll take the 4-pitch walk. First walk of the day for Wilbur Dotel, and that's going to bring up Gene Arnaez with a runner on and one away. Gene Arnaez, tonight's first baseman, stepping in for the first time. So far this year, through 9 games, 290 batting average, 2 RBIs. He hasn't hit a home run yet. 9 of 31 at the plate with a double. Takes that first pitch on the outside corner. Fastball just catches 0-1. Working right back out of the stretch is Dotel. Kicks, fires. That one, a ground ball, right side. That's going to be picked up by Johnson, diving to the ground, and he's going to have no play now. Throw back to second with DeCastro diving back in. Termar Johnson, a good job getting to it, but it was too slow, and Arnaez had plenty of time to get to it, especially with Johnson going to the turf. So a walk and a single after the first out of the inning. That puts runners on first and second for Nick Deschamps. It'll be a righty-lefty matchup. Deschamps batting in the ninth spot. Top of the order on deck and Jaden Rudd. Dotel taking his time. Now he comes set. Looking back towards second. Now turns, kicks, fires. First pitch off the plate outside to start off Deschamps. 1-0. So far this year, Nick Deschamps batting just 152, but he is now tied with McCarty for the active team lead in home runs. That spot opening up with Peyton Williams' promotion to high A, as Matt Ford's going to come out of the dugout here in this second inning. The Bradenton pitching coach will have a meeting on the mound with Dotel, Hernandez, and the entirety of the Marauders infield. It'll be a 2-0 count to Deschamps. Runners on first and second, just one out away. Nick Deschamps playing in his 27th game. The home run last night he hit was not measured correctly by Baseball Savant and StatCast, so we don't have a concrete number on how hard it was hit, the launch angle, how far it went, all that kind of jazz. But from what I was told with the nice people here at Lecom Park, the people who work up here in the press level, it's one of the longest home runs that they've ever seen here at this ballpark. It cleared their right field boardwalk, which apparently very rarely happens. And now he's back in. Everybody's back to where they need to be. A 2-0 count to Deschamps. Dotel kicks, fires. That one sent towards right. That could be trouble. That's going to get over the head of Nolasco, and it's going to one-hop the wall. Stops at the wall. One run comes in. They're going to hold Arnaez at third. An RBI double for Nick Deschamps gives the Blue Jays a 2-0 lead. Nick Deschamps with an RBI double. Driving in his 10th RBI this year. That's his first double of the season. It's his first extra base hit that wasn't a home run. And now the Blue Jays have runners at second and third, a 2-0 lead here in this second inning. Jaden Rudd stepping back in for the second time. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch lifted left side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Rudd. Chance here to potentially break this game open for the Blue Jays. Already up 2-0. Lefty-righty matchup. That one, a broken bat. That might fall. That will fall. One run comes in. They're going to wave around to Shum. The pickup by Nolasco. It's going to go to second. A 2-RBI single for Jaden Rudd. And the Blue Jays take a 4-0 lead. The bat failed, but Jaden Rudd did not. A 2-RBI single for tonight's center fielder. And the inning continues with a runner on first, one away for Manuel Beltre. Jaden knocking in RBIs 13 and 14 so far this year. Now Beltre stepping in. He doubled to left center field, came around and scored the first run in the first inning. First pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 to start off the DH. Righty-righty matchup. Dotel still working out of the stretch. Now move over to first and Rudd back in easily. Rudd is definitely a threat to take off. Out of the active guys on the roster, he's the team leader in stolen bases. 10 of 12 so far this year. The only one that's got him beat so far this season is Adrian Pinto, who's currently on the IL. That one missed low and in. Now a 1-1 count to Beltre. See if the Blue Jays try to put him in motion. That one below the zone. Good take there by Beltre, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Dotel comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. A really nasty slider there by Dotel. Beltre calls time. He'll take a second. It's a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one skips. A good snag there by Hernandez. Count moves to full now to Beltre. 1-for-1 on the day with a run scored. Three balls, two strikes. And the full count pitch. There goes Rudd. That one was low. Wouldn't have got Rudd, but it didn't matter. It's going to go down as a walk. Good take again there by Beltre, drawing the full count walk. That'll put runners on first and second now for Tucker Thoman. Thoman stepping in for the second time tonight. An RBI single, and it's only a bat thus far. That got the scoring started in the first inning. Now the righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one called a strike. It popped off the mitt of Hernandez. Must have just nicked that inside corner. Rudd on second, Beltre on first. Anything in the gap could easily score two. Now move to second. There's nobody there. Rudd not looking. Now he's headed to third. The pickup by Polanco. Throw to third is not going to be in time. Dotel with a pickoff move to second, and nobody was covering. Neither Francisco Acuna nor Tamar Johnson went to the second base bag. That's going to count as a disengagement. Both runners move up on the E1. Now another two runners in scoring position for the Marauders. Looks like Acuna missed a sign there by Hernandez. Infield comes in for Bradenton. The 0-1. That one a liner foul up into the netting. And it's 0-2. It almost hit Jaden Rudd in the back on that way to center field. Luckily, it did not, and both base runners were able to move up bag. Now, an 0-2 count of the plate to Tillman. Dotel looking in. He comes set. And the 0-2. Caught and a miss. In the dirt, throw to first is going to be in time to get Tillman. 2-3 on the strikeout. And now that's going to bring up Roque Salinas. First strikeout there for Dotel. Bradenton's got a righty. Getting loose, not throwing just yet. First pitch to Roque. In on the hands. It's going to be caught. Dropped by Johnson. One run's going to come in. They're waving around Beltre. Throw to the plate is not going to be in time. We'll wait to see how that's ruled. If that was an error or an infield single. Tamar Johnson went to ground to try and catch that liner. It is going to go down as an E4. Tamar Johnson might be shaken up. He tossed his glove off that left hand. So the Blue Jays take a 6-0 lead here in the second inning. It got underneath the glove of Tamar Johnson. A lucky break there for Roque and the Blue Jays. Now first pitch to Ryan McCarty, taking low and outside in the dirt for a ball. Beltre never stopped running, obviously, with two down. That gave the Blue Jays the chance to bring another one in. That one, a line shot over the head of Donnie Murphy. And into left field corner, now 1-1 count to McCarty. Ryan McCarty in the ninth batter of the inning for Dunedin. They sent him all to the plate. Blue Jays getting out to a 6-0 lead. The 1-1, that one inside almost hit McCarty. He backs out of the way, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Roque over there at first base. The pitch lifted right side. Over towards the foul line is Nolasco. He'll set up shop and make the grab about 3 or 4 feet away from the foul line, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays tack on 5. They take a 6-0 lead to the home half of the second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay, yeah. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. For me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'm a-
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Pat Gallagher back out for his second inning worth of work. Clean inning in the first for him. Two Ks. That first pitch to Nolasco drops in there for a called strike, 0-1. Rodolfo Nolasco, tonight's right fielder for Bradenton. Coming off the first time, and that one missed off the plate outside, evens it up 1-1. Blue Jays taking a 6-0 lead. Caught in a miss there. Half-hearted swing there by Nolasco. Now it's 1-2. Two of the runs scored in that inning will go down as unearned against Otell. So far through two, six runs, four earned for the righty. 2-2 count now to Nolasco. Gallagher kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Got him swinging on the slider. Third K of the night for the righty. And now Shailene Polanco will step in. Shailene Polanco, the center fielder tonight. He's up for the first time, batting in the five spot. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Polanco so far this year, .231 batting average as he cuts and misses at that changeup. It's 0-2. He is the team leader in home runs with 8, and he's the active team leader with 27 RBIs. Righty kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Dicing up Polanco on 3 pitches. A slider and 2 changeups gets him down. And that's strikeout number 4 already for Gallagher. Now Francisco Acuna, the shortstop. First pitch in there with the fastball outside corner. 0-1 to start off the shortstop. Acuna in his first start since coming off an 80-game PED suspension. Served his time. He's back in the lineup. He pinch ran in the ninth inning of last night's game. That was all the action he got. That one taken down low now, a 2-1 count. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. That one just off the plate. 3 balls and a strike. Gallagher out of the windup. The 3-1 pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did. Acuna thought he was able to hold up, but Gabe Vargas down the line said he couldn't. So that'll keep the at-bat going. A full count here, 2 down. Payoff pitch by Gallagher. Caught and a miss. He strikes out the side, all 3 swinging. 5 Ks through 2 for Patty, and we'll head to the top half of the third. 6-0 lead for Dunedin. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Bradenton. We're back here, top half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Kenny Garcia having a little bit of trouble with his earpiece for ABS. Now working through that technical difficulty, and we're back ready to go. Robert Robertes leading things off for Dunedin, just like he did in the last inning. Blue Jays sent all nine to the plate. First pitch fouled left side. That's going to get up and out of play. An 0-1 count to start off Robertes. Robertes 0-for-1, he flew out to left field to start off that second inning. Wilbur Dotel still out there pitching. That one skips. Six runs, four earned so far this evening for Wilbur Dotel. That one up and out. Two balls and a strike. He's already given up five hits, two walks. Righty-lefty matchup, the 2-1 pitch. That one sent high towards right center. Back towards the wall is Polanco at the track, and he makes the grab right on the edge of the track. That one was up in the air. It kind of died. I thought the wind would take it a little bit more, but to no avail. Fly out to center field to start off the inning. Now Raquel DeCastro will come up. DeCastro reached on a four-pitch walk. His only time up to the plate. Came around and scored the first run of that second inning. Now when he rips down the line and left, could be extra bases for Raquelman. Carroll's sending him to second. The pickup by Nadal is going to be to second, and it's going to be offline. A stand-up double for Raquelman DeCastro. These Blue Jays definitely got the scouting report on Dotel. They're hitting him all over the place at the moment. Now Gene Arnaez will step in. Runner in scoring position, one out. Arnaez reached on an infield single, a little tapper, and almost made it through into the first and second base gap. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Starts Arnaez off 0-1. Dotel kicks, fires the 0-1 to Arnaez. That one gets away from Hernandez. That's going to move DeCastro over to third on the wild pitch. It'll be a 1-1 count of the plate. Now a runner 90 feet away. The Blue Jays already up by six. Infield comes in for the Marauders. Just one out here in this third inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one, low and outside. Dotel definitely struggling right now. Still nobody warming up in that Bradenton pen. Two balls and a strike. Dotel comes set. The pitch. Lined right side, it hooks foul. Bounces off the low wall and into right field. Now 2-2 count to Arnaez. 1-for-1 with a run scored so far for tonight's first baseman. Dotel sets. And the pitch. Line foul again right side. Count stays the same. Arnaez stays alive. Digging back in. Blue Jays with a chance to extend their already big lead. 2-2. Ground ball. That's going to be picked up by the pitcher, Dotel. And the throw gets back to the backstop. A bad throw by Dotel. Arnaez is going to head over to second. It's going to be a fielder's choice E1 for Wilbur Dotel. Arnaez makes it over to second on the play. They had DeCastro dead to rights, and instead, of two outs in the inning and a runner on first. It's going to be one out and a runner on second, a run coming in to score. Now Nick Deschamps stepping back in. An RBI double and is only at bat thus far. That made it 2-0 at the time. It's a completely different ballgame now. Righty kicks, fires. That one upstairs, four ball. Looking back towards second is Dotel. Now he kicks, fires. That one in there. Fastball right at the top of the zone. Still a runner in scoring position. That one low and inside. 2-1 now the count to Deschamps. Blue Jays already with 7 runs, 6 hits. They have 7 runs. They've only made 7 outs. Dotel kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Now a 3-1 count to Nick Deschamps. He hit his home run last night on a 3-1 count. Now time called at the plate by Luis Hernandez. He's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. And now finally a righty warming up in that pen for the Marauders. There's no way I'll be able to tell you who it is from here. The Marauders wearing their black jerseys, white pants. Those black jerseys have black numbers with yellow lettering. Can barely see what it says from here to the pitcher's mound, let alone from here to right field. Now back behind the plate is Hernandez. The 3-1 pitch to Deschamps. That one ripped. That's going to be a foul ball. And Carroll's saying that it touched the first baseman. No, it did not. Able to. It might have gotten just out of his reach. It did land in foul territory. It was really close to hitting Nick Cimillo's glove. At first glance, it kind of looked like he pulled back on it. Not 100% sure, and there'd be no reason to. But the count's folded to Deschamps. And the pitch. Ground ball foul. Almost the exact same spot. Now, staying alive in the count is Deschamps. Arnaiz will head back to second base. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Jaden Rudd, top of the order on deck. Dotel comes set. Righty kicks, fires. That one low. A walk drawn by Nick Deschamps. That puts runners on first and second now for Jaden Rudd. Dotel's still out there facing Jaden Rudd for the third time, and we're in the third inning. It's been an onslaught so far for Dunedin. First pitch. That one missed. And now Kenny Garcia radioing to his ABS monitor, trying to see if maybe there's an issue with his headset. He thought that was there. And it's going to be confirmed as a ball, 1-0. We had that issue, I believe, in game one. Kenny Garcia was having trouble with his headset in that game as well. Had one that he didn't get a beep on that ended up being overturned for a strike. Now the 1-0. Foul ball towards the Bradenton dugout. Pops back over to first base, and it's 1-1. and Jaden might have rolled his ankle on that swing. He's limping around right now. It didn't go off his foot. Not that I know of, at least, unless it hit higher up on the leg. He indicated to the dugout and to Brandon Hammerstrom, the head athletic trainer, that he's good to go. Just in a little bit of pain. Now he's digging back in. One and one. Righty comes set. And the pitch. That one fouled back into the left. One and two, now the count to Rudd. A two RBI single in his last at bat that broke his bat. One for two on the day with a run scored. And the pitch. That one low and in. Called strike three. Oh, I don't know about that one. I know it's ABS, but that looked really low and really inside. And that's going to get Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout for the Marauders. They're going to go for a pitching change. We'll wait for the signal. Still hasn't come, and there it is. Gabe Vargas will head over towards the Marauders bullpen, and Bradenton's going to go to the pen here in this third inning. Just 2 2/3 completed by Dotel. He is responsible for the runners on first and second, but if they come in to score, they will be unearned. We'll be back with a new Bradenton pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton. We're back here. The new pitcher for the Marauders is number 29, the righty, Joshua Loshorn. He's on for the 12th time. He inherits runners on first and second, two outs here in this third inning. That one ripped towards left, coming in, and that's going to be caught by Nadal. Held up just long enough. An RBI bid there by Beltre, but able to get the glove underneath was Nadal, and that'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays tack on another. We take a 7-0 lead to the home half of the third. You're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, Every fog that the wind is in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan just to live in for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how.
We're back here, bottom half of the third. Pat Gallagher out for his third inning worth of work. No runs, no hits. 5 Ks through the first two for Patty. First pitch misses off the plate to Davies Nadal. Starts him off 1-0. Bradenton still working through the first time through the order. That one missed off the plate outside. Now 2-0. Nadal batting just 183 this year. 4 home runs, 13 RBIs. Gallagher kicks, fires that one in there. Gets strike on the board. It's 2-1. Blue Jays scoring in each inning so far. 1-5-1 so far this evening. That one in there now. A 2-2 count to Nadal. Time called at the plate by Nadal. He'll step out, readjust the batting gloves, and step back in. Gallagher out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Liner left side, that's going to hook foul. Taking some time for Roque to go get that ball out in left field. And now he's back into his position. It's a 2-2 count. Gallagher starts the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Tapper foul right side. Count stays 2-2. Nadal fouling off the last two pitches. That one missed. Called strike three. Again. ABS liked that one. I thought it missed. But instead, down looking goes Nadal. That's 6 Ks through 7 batters for Pat Gallagher. One up, one down in the inning. Now Nick Cimillo stepping in for the first time. Righty kicks, fires that one in there. 0-1 to start off Cimillo. That one in there as well. Gallagher dropping in a slider. Now the 0-2 pitch. That one missed low and outside. Checking his swing was Cimillo. The 1-2 ground ball over towards short. That one dropped by Tome. Now throw to first. Still in time. They got him. It bobbled off the chest, off the heel of the glove, then the chest of Toman. Back onto the ground, but he was able to stay with it, make a strong enough throw over to first to get Cimillo, and that's two up, two down. Now the catcher, Luis Hernandez, playing in his first game of the series. First pitch, the slider, missed off the plate outside, 1-0 to start him off. That one inside. Almost hit Hernandez. He turned away from it. Now 2-0 count. That one off the plate. Now a 3-0 count to start off Hernandez. Gallagher looking for his third straight 3-out, 3-down inning. And the pitch. That one missed. A 4-pitch walk. That's the first base runner of the night for the Marauders. That'll bring us back up to the top of the order. Jesus Castillo stepping in for the second time. Struck out looking in his first at bat. Now Gallagher working out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Looking to lay down a bunt, and he went around. Tried to pull back at the last second, but not in time. An 0-1 count to start him off. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted left side. It's going to get up and out of play. Quickly down 0-2. Time called at the plate by Castillo. No balls, two strikes. Righty comes set. The pitch. Ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by Arnaez as he stands on the bag while he fields it. The easiest 3-U he'll ever have. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left aboard on the walk. And we'll head to the top half of the fourth here at Lecom Park. Blue Jays up 7-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tucker Thoman is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. First pitch to Thoman. That one taken inside. He turns away from it. 1-0. Thoman 1-for-2 on the night. An RBI single in his first at bat. He struck out swinging in his second. Now the 1-0 is taken at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1. Joshua Loshorn back out pitching after getting the final out. That one lifted high towards left. Nadal settling underneath, makes the grab. And that'll be out number one. Joshua Loshorn on for the 12th time this year. 4.95 ERA through 20 innings of work coming into tonight. A 2-2 record. He spent all season here in Bradenton. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike to Roque Salinas. 0-1 to start him off. Roque 0-2. He did reach on that what was ruled an error on Tamar Johnson that scored two runs. Caught and a miss of that high fastball, now 0-2. It's only our second time seeing Joshua Loshorn. He pitched three perfect innings in relief back in April on the 26th, striking out four. Now the 0-2. Foul tip, just getting a piece of that, staying alive is Roque. No balls, two strikes. A righty-lefty matchup. Righty kicks, fires. That one skips in front of the plate, and that one ends up hitting Kenny Garcia. Got over the shoulder of Luis Hernandez, who quickly turned and apologized. catchers and home plate umpires always have a very close bond. Catchers always do whatever they can to keep that baseball from hitting the guy behind them. Now the 1-2. That one fouled off. Roque stays alive. Still 1-2. Nobody on and one away here in this fourth inning. Caught and a miss. Nice pitch there by Joshua Loshorn. High fastball got Roque to chase. Now Ryan McCarty steps in. First strikeout for Loshorn. Now McCarty stepping in for the third time. He's 0-2 so far. Pop out to second and a fly out to right. First pitch he takes in there for a called strike, 0-1. Blue Jays have scored in all three innings they've been to the plate. This being their fourth, that one in there. Now an 0-2 count. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. That one lifted right side, that'll get back and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Foul tip, rather, right off the end of the bat, right side. Trickles over to the Bradenton dugout. And McCarty stays alive again. Nobody on, two down, no balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one sent high towards left, but it's hook and foul. McCarty got all of it. It had the distance. It landed past the visitor clubhouse out there, but just a touch in front. The 0-2 again. Off the plate outside. McCarty takes that one. One ball, two strikes. Righty-righty matchup. Loshorn kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Looked like an inside breaking ball. Got him to swing over top. Down, swinging goes McCarty. Two Ks in the inning for Loshorn. That's the first time the Blue Jays have been held off the board. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at Leacom Park. It's 7-0. Dunedin in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Pat Gallagher back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Jack Brannigan, the DH, batting in the two spots, going to lead things off. 2-3-4 hitters due up. Brannigan, Johnson, and Nolasco. First pitch fouled, backing out of play. 0-1 to start off Brannigan. He He grounded out to third and is only at bat thus far. Gallagher so far through three. The only base runner he's allowed was a walk. That one low. Righty-righty matchup. Gallagher, 45 pitches through the first three innings. Pretty efficient so far. That one misses outside. Now a 2-1 count. That one ripped to left. Back to the wall is Roque. That's going to be a fair ball, and it's gone. Just snuck it in inside the foul pole. His fourth homer of the year, and Brannigan puts the Marauders on the board. So the Marauders get a hit and a run all in one swing of the bat by Brannigan. And now it'll be Termar Johnson. The righty kicks, fires. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. That one misses. Evens it up 1-1. That's his third homer of the series already. Ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by DeCastro. Throws it over to first in time for the out. And that's one away. Now Rodolfo Nolasco. He'll step in for the second time. He struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. One of the five straight strikeout victims of Pat Gallagher. Caught in a miss at that first pitch. Up above the zone, he chased after 0-1. Out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one on the corner. 0-2 now to Nolasco. No balls, two strikes. Pitch by Gallagher. Foul back to the screen. Nolasco stays alive. And he goes around to that one. Low and outside, a half-hearted swing by Nolasco. He goes down swinging for the second straight time. Strikeout number 7 on the day for Gallagher. That'll bring up Shailene Polanco. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. They're going to let Gallagher keep going. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Polanco. He struck out swinging on three pitches and is only at bat thus far. And a foul tip right behind the plate, and that one went off, I think, maybe the face mask of Kenny Garcia. Fouled it straight down and up. And he's down 0-2 again. Gallagher kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Polanco. 8 Ks through 4. Just one hit, one run allowed. Bradenton gets on the board with a solo shot by Jack Brannigan, but Gallagher is dealing. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at Leacom Park. It's 7-1.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty.
other way.
These are my people.
Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball holler by.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Joe Loshon, rather, Joshua Loshon. I keep wanting to call him Joe. Don't know why. First pitch to Robert Robertes, taken low and inside for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Robertes 0-2, two flyouts. And he takes that one inside, backs away from it, now 2-0 count. Loshon got the first three up, three down inning in the top of the fourth. Perfect through four batters so far, the 2-0. That one lifted left side, that's going to hook out of play, 2-1. Loshon, an inning and a third so far. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there by Robertes, and it's 2-2. Blue Jays up by six. Bradenton got one back on the solo shot by Jack Brannigan. And now the 2-2 by Loshon. Foul tip off the end of the bat. Staying alive is Robertes. Robertes, DeCastro, and Arnaez, the 6-7-8 hitters, all due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Loshon comes set. The 2-2 again. Caught and a miss. He gets Robertes swinging. Three straight Ks for Joshua Loshon. And now Raquel Castro stepping in. He's 1-for-1 with a double and two runs scored. The bottom third of the order has yet to been retired. First pitch cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off DeCastro. Checks his swing. Did he go around? They're asking for the appeal. He did not. Ends up taking it off the plate and outside for a ball, 1-1. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. That one called a strike. DeCastro can't believe it. Now 1-2 count. Out of the stretch. Loshon. The 1-2. Caught and a miss on that slider. Down swing and goes DeCastro. Four straight Ks for Loshon. That'll bring up Gene Arnaez. First time DeCastro's been retired. Now Arnaez. First pitch. Ground ball over to short. Picked up by Acuna. Throw to first in time for the out. And the Blue Jays are 3-up, 3-down for the second inning in a row. We're halfway through this ball game here at Lee Comp Park. Dunedin with a 7-1 lead. Pat Gallagher coming back out for the fifth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton.
Lay back and smell the sun.
We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Pat Gallagher back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Just one run on one hit so far through four. First pitch lifted high up in the infield. McCarty's calling for it. Over at third, he'll settle and make the grab for out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up Davies Nadal. Gallagher already with 8 Ks so far tonight. Again, the expectation, from what I've been told, is for Alex Amalfi to piggyback off of Gallagher, but Gallagher's been dealing. That was just his 61st pitch of the night. That one in there. Oh, and two now to Nadal. Ground ball foul, right side, and he'll stay alive. Time called as there's a few extra seconds. Home plate umpire Kenny Garcia didn't like the ball that Gallagher got. He gave him a new one. No balls, two strikes. Gallagher out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Upstairs. Went with a high fastball, but left it too high. Couldn't get the swing by Nadal. Nadal 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. And the 1-2. Ground ball, that's going to be past the mound, picked up by Toman. Throw to first in time. Gallagher with a great effort to try and get to it. Ended up falling back out on the mound. And two up, two down to start off this fifth inning. That's going to bring up Nick Cimillo, the first baseman. Out of the windup, first pitch to Cimillo is down low for a ball. The 1-0 pitch lifted high, right side. Robertus settling up underneath, over by the foul line. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number three. Three up, three down, go the Marauders. Gallagher's retired the side in order, 4 out of his 5 innings. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at Leadcom Park. It's still 7-1 Blue Jays.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging. Yeah, anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand, try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling, why we chasing, why the bottom, why the basement? Why we got good, she don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace?
We're back here, bottom half, rather top half of the sixth. New pitcher again for the Marauders. First pitch by the lefty Luis Peralta in there for a called strike to Nick Deschamps. That does it for Joshua Loshorn. 2 1/3, perfect with 4 Ks. He looked fantastic out of the pen. Gave Bradenton the stability they were longing for after those 2 2/3 by Wilbur Dotel. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-1 count. Deschamps 1-for-1 with an RBI double. He drew a walk in his second appearance. Up for the third time. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch. That one fouled back, up, and out of play. It's 2-2. Peralta on for the 9th time, his 7th in relief. A 2.16 ERA, an 0-1 record through 16 2/3. Second time we're seeing him. First time was on April 30th in Dunedin at TD Ballpark. He went 3 innings pitch, gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. A walk in 2 Ks. That one missed low. Now 3-2 count to his first batter. Pitch, fouled back. Deschamps stays alive. And out of the windup, Peralta. 3-2 again. Off the plate outside. Second walk drawn by Deschamps. Puts leadoff man aboard for top of the order, Jaden Rudd. Jaden Rudd coming up for the 4th time. He had come up in the first 3 innings. And now he's finally making his 4th trip to the plate here in the 6th. 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI single. Foul tip. That one hit the inside of the knee, I think, of Kenny Garcia. Luis Hernandez quick to turn around and make sure that the umpire was okay. Gabe Vargas coming in from his position, the other umpire, making sure his cohort is okay. Kenny Garcia is taking a beating out there so far tonight. It'll be an 0-1 count at the plate to Jaden Rudd. He's still twisting that leg, trying to get everything good. Now we're back ready to go. Peralta working out of the stretch, looking into Hernandez, gets the sign. Deschamps over there at first. The pitch, that one hits Rudd. Lost the grip on a breaking ball. It hit Rudd right on the shoulder. He'll take first base. Now runners on first and second. Nobody out for Manuel Beltre. Luis Hernandez is going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Joining them on the mound is Francisco Acuna, grabbing some rosin, joining the conversation. Deschamps with a free pass. Jaden paid a little bit more of a price, but still gets technically a free pass. Runners on first and second here, top 6. 7-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Manuel Beltre up for the 4th time. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Lefty kicks, fires. That one, a foul ball off the front foot of Beltre. It rolls all the way over to first base. He's readjusting that protective guard he's got over his shin and foot. And now digs back in. An 0-1 count. Peralta kicks, fires. That one hit Beltre. Peralta struggling with the command right now. A walk and back-to-back hit batters. Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders dugout asking where that hit Beltre. Kenny Garcia saying it hit him on the jersey. So, not sure if it really clipped the body of Beltre, but it still counts as a hit by pitch. That'll load the bases for the Blue Jays here. No outs in the 6th inning. Tucker Thoman's going to be the batter. Another mound visit, this time by the pitching coach Matt Ford and the entire Marauders infield. Thoman's going to come up. Bases loaded. He's 1-for-3 on the night with an RBI. The switch hitting shortstop this evening. He'll bat from the right side here against the lefty. Pat Gallagher just made his way back from the bullpen area. He's wearing a cutoff hoodie, so it looks like his day's done. Not seeing much movement over there in the Blue Jays bullpen, but Gallagher wouldn't be making that change if his day wasn't over with. First pitch, cut and a miss on the changeup by Peralta. 0-1 to start off Tillman. Peralta kicks, fires. That one a ground ball. That's going to get through for base hit. RBI again for Tillman. Coming around to score now is Jaden Rudd. Moving over to third is Beltre. A two RBI single for Tucker Tillman. And the Blue Jays take a 9-1 lead. The Marauders still holding the ball on the infield. Now they finally call time. Tillman now 2-4 on the night. Three RBIs. That's going to bring up Roque Salinas. Still no outs. Runners on the corners. Beltre with some great base running, moving over to third on that play. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Roque. This Blue Jays offense, who struggled in the Clearwater series and only put up 3 runs in each of the first 2 games of this series, they've now exploded for 9, and we're not even an out into the 6th inning. Cut and a miss there by Roque Salinas. He calls time. It's an 0-2 count. First and third. Nobody gone just yet. Middle infield for Bradenton in double play depth. Lefty kicks, fires. That one low. Good take there by Roque, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball over to short. Picked up by Acuna. Flips it over to second for one and first for two. A 6-4-3 double play. But a run does come in to score. Blue Jays take a 10-1 lead. And now Ryan McCarty will come up. 2 down, the base is empty. First pitch to McCarty's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. He's 0-3 on the night. Pop out, a fly out, and a strikeout. That one fouled off right side. He's quickly down 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch. That one in low and outside. All 3 runs charged to Peralta here in the inning will be earned. That one fouled back to the screen. McCarty stays alive. The Marauders are on their third pitcher, the Blue Jays. Still have only used one. But they'll go to the pen after this inning. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes McCarty. That ends the inning with the Blue Jays tack on another 3. A walk, a hit batter. A single and a double play. Score 3 runs for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the home half of the 6th here at Leacom Park. It's 10-1.
I'd be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama Brad, she ought to be. Elton John, keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta
look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds rolling. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here. Yeah, looking for the top is so clear. Yeah.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. Alex Amalfi is going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He's on for the seventh time, his fourth in relief, a 1-3 record with a 1.29 ERA through 14 innings of work. He takes over for Pat Gallagher, who was superb. Out of the windup, first pitch by Amalfi is in there for a called strike. Starts off the catcher, Luis Hernandez, down 0-1. Hernandez, one of just two Marauders to reach base this evening. Not one taken upstairs, evens it up 1-1. The final line for Pat Gallagher. 5 innings of work, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, a walk in 8 Ks. His only mistake of the night was leaving one up there for Jack Brannigan, who sent it out of the ballpark on a solo shot. He exits with a 10-1 lead. Now, time called at the plate by Hernandez. He took that one on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Gallagher in line for the win. And Amalfi out of the windup. The 1-2 pitch, that one, low and outside. Couldn't get him to chase that breaking ball. An outstanding start by Patty. And a 2-2, cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Hernandez. And we'll go back up to the top of the order. One batter, 1K for Amalfi. Amalfi's been great for the Blue Jays this year. As I said, a 1.29 ERA. There's a diving pick up there by Toman. Off the middle, throw to first in time. Tucker, Tolman, diving to his left, falling to the ground for that pickup. Gets up and gets a strong throw to first, two up, two down. Now Jack Brannigan, the only form of offense in the lineup for the Marauders this evening so far. 1-for-2 with that solo shot back in the fourth. First pitch, fastball, outside corner, called a strike. Amalfi glove to face out of the windup. The 0-1. That one in there as well. Back-to-back fastballs right on that outside corner. Brannigan taking both. He's down 0-2. Amalfi. The 0-2 pitch. That one lifted towards shallow left. Might be trouble out there. There's Beltre and there's Toman. That one's going to be caught by Roque. Held up long enough for Roque Salinas, who was playing right and deep compared to that normal left field positioning. So three up, three down, go the Marauders. Amalfi, a perfect inning in his first in relief. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. We're two-thirds of the way through this ballgame. Blue Jays hold a 10-1 lead. We're back here in the top of the seventh. First pitch by Luis Peralta. Back out for a second inning worth of work. Misses low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Robert Robertes leading things off for the Blue Jays. That one up and in, now a 2-0 count. Robertes 0 for 3. That one inside, now a 3-0 count. Peralta in his second inning worth of work in relief. Gave up 3 runs in the last inning. All 3 coming in to score after a walk, back-to-back hit by pitches. Now that one just catches that bottom part of the zone. It's 3-1. That one off the plate. Robertes draws a leadoff walk. Back-to-back innings by Peralta issuing a leadoff walk. Now Raquel Castro is going to step in. DeCastro coming up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-2 with a double, 2 runs. First pitch missed in the dirt, taken by DeCastro, 1-0. The 1-0, that one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. Peralta taking some time off the mound. He tosses his glove down. Now he's back on the rubber. That one upstairs. Now a 3-0 count to Raquelbin. 8 pitches in the inning so far. Only once found in the zone. That one catches the outside corner. Now 3-1 count. Now 2 to Castro. 3 balls, a strike. Robertes on first base. That one in on the hands, fouled off. Looked like it would have been ball 4, but DeCastro took a hack at it. And now the count's full. Lots of kicks, fires. That one up above the zone. Back-to-back walks issued by Peralta to start off this inning. Now Gene Arnaez will step in. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. First pitch by Peralta. That one missed down low in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Arnaez. Peralta definitely with some command issues here in this relief appearance. Now the 1-0. That one in there. In on the hands, fouled back and out of play. Now a 1-2 count to Arnaez. Runners on first and second. Here, top half of the seventh inning. A 10-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Peralta kicks, fires. That one inside. 2-2 now the count. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. That one fouled off right side. Arnaez stays alive. Two balls, 2 strikes still. Ground ball left side. That's going to pop off the shoulder and into shallow left field. pops off the shoulder of Jesus Castillo. Might have actually not been the shoulder. That one took a high bounce up on the body of Castillo. We'll see how it's ruled. Can't imagine that'd be an error with how bad of a bounce that took. Head athletic trainer is going to go take a look, as well as Jonathan Johnston. Checking to make sure Castillo's okay. It's going to be bases loaded, no outs for the Blue Jays. They're taking a look at Castillo up at the face, so that's what I was afraid of. It knocked his sunglasses off the hat that he had right there on the bill, just settled there. They went down to the turf. He's going to stay in the game. Glad to see he's okay. And this inning will continue with the bases loaded. Again, back-to-back innings with the bases loaded. No outs for the Blue Jays. They scored three the last time. Now Nick Deschamps stepping in. Peralta comes set. That one ripped to right. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third. The throw by Nolasco quickly to the infield. Everybody moves up a bag. An RBI single for Nick Deschamps. He's 2 for 2 with 2 walks and 2 RBIs. He's yet to been retired. Now we're back up to the top of the order with Jaden Rudd. First pitch missed in the dirt, 1-0. So they do rule that as an infield single for Arnaez. There's a ground ball foul right side. It'll be 1-1. So no error on that play, and I think that's the right call. Definitely don't want to punish Castillo for that play when he's already been punished enough. Some arms getting loose in that Marauders pen. Peralta the 1-1, that one low. Blue Jays with an 11-1 lead. The 2-1 pitch, that one off the plate. Now a 3-1 count to Rudd. Blue Jays offense has exploded tonight for 11 runs so far. Still no outs here. Top 7 with the bases loaded. That one above the zone. That's going to force in a run. Jaden Rudd gets an RBI the easiest way possible. He'll jog on over to first. Matt Ford's going to exit the dugout for the Marauders. So Dunedin takes a 12-1 lead. All 5 runs so far charged to Luis Peralta will be earned through an inning plus of work so far. Matt Ford undoubtedly buying his bullpen some time. And he'll walk off the mound. So the batter's going to be Manuel Beltre. So far for Peralta, 3 hits, 5 runs all earned, 4 walks, and a K along with 2 hit batters. Caught in a miss of that first one by Beltre, 0-1 to start him off. Peralta's been excellent all year for the Marauders. This is really the only second time that he's had any appearance like this. It was at Tampa on May 6th, about a month ago, where he went an inning and two-thirds, gave up a run it was earned with five walks and no hits. That one lifted towards right. That might score a run. Arnaez on the bag. The catch made by Nolasco. Third of the plate is going to be cut off, but Arnaez stopped about a third of the way and held up. So that's finally out number one. Tucker Thoman stepping in. He's going to bat from the right side again. He drove in two on a single into left center field against Peralta in the last inning. First pitch. That one gets back to the backstop. Arnaez hustling towards the plate. He's going to get in there standing up. Everybody moves up a bag on the wild pitch. And it's 13-1. Now six runs all earned charged to Peralta. His ERA is over doubled in just this appearance alone. Ground ball left side. That's going to be picked up by Castillo. Throw to first in time. Another run comes in to score. Nick Deschamps scores from third. The Blue Jays tack on their 14th. And it's the fourth RBI on the night for Tucker Thoman. Now Roque Salinas steps in, still a runner in scoring position with Jaden Rudd at second base. First pitch. That one lifted left side. That'll get up and out of play. Roque 0-for-4 on the night. He did reach on that error by Termar Johnson. Takes that one low and outside now. A 1-1 count. Blue Jays, highest run total and highest margin of victory as that one's lifted towards left, and I'll finish that thought at a later time. Caught out there by Davies Nadal, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays tack on another four. They take a 14-1 lead. As we head towards the home half of the seventh, it's stretch time here at Leacom Park. Blue Jays up by 13.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Blue Jays up 14-1. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Alex Amalfi back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch cut at and foul tipped by Termar Johnson. He'll start off 0-1. Blue Jays facing just two above the minimum so far throughout this ballgame. Four out of the six innings thus far have been three up, three down. That one lifted towards center. Jaden Rudd, he's headed back to the track, and he'll make the catch on the run. right in front of the warning track for out number one. The Blue Jays, most runs scored in a game this season and highest margin of victory, came against these Bradenton Marauders. I was back in game one of a doubleheader, and the first time these two teams played against each other. That one fouled. It's 0-1 to start off in the last go. That came on April the 30th, game one of that doubleheader. Now on a ground ball left side, picked up by McCarty. Throw across the diamond is high, but Arnaiz is able to step back on the bag with Rodolfo Nolasco not really hustling. Two up, two down. Blue Jays won that game 18-2, and it was a doubleheader, so it was just a seven-inning game. It was an offensive onslaught just like tonight. Did he go around? He did not. That pitch in the dirt to start off Shailene Polanco. He was able to check his swing. And it's 0-1 to start him off. Rather, 1-0 to start him off. Out of the windup, Amalfi the pitch. That one upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. In that game against Bradenton, Blue Jays went into the fifth inning up just 3-2. Well, they put 10 on the board in the fifth and then another 5 in the sixth. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count to start off Shailene Polanco. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Rather, actually, that was called a strike. My apologies. It's 2-1. Out of the windup, Amalfi. That one fouled back and up over the sweet to my left, and it's 2-2. Kevin Miranda, who's now with Vancouver, got the win in that game. Minor league rehabber Hagen Danner pitched in that ball game. Ryan Chassie got the start. In that game, the Blue Jays hit 4 home runs. 2-2 pitch, that one just off the plate. That one sent high towards right, but that's hook and foul. Polanco got all of that one, but a bit in front. Now a full count, 2 down. Amalfi standing tall up on the mound. Starts his windup and the payoff pitch. Fouled straight down and back. In that game, the Blue Jays hit 4 home runs. It was one. One by Peyton Williams. One by Angel Del Rosario. Two by Glenn Santiago, including a grand slam. That one in there. Called strike three, and Polanco's down looking. Three straight Ks for him so far. And Amalfi, another three up, three down inning. That's now 5 of 7 for Blue Jays pitching. We'll head to the eighth. It's 14-1.
I'll give
We're back here, top half of the eighth. New pitcher for the Marauders is the righty, number 31, Darvin Garcia. First pitch to Ryan McCarty. He lifts high towards left. Underneath it is Davies Nadal waiting for it still, and now he makes the grab. Did he? It fell, but was it on the transition? McCarty stopping at second. He's asking if it was an out, and that is what it's going to be ruled. Not a lot of argument there for the Blue Jays. Now, really, why would they with a 13-run advantage? One up, one down on just one pitch. Robert Roberta stepping in. Garcia comes set, kicks, fires. That one above the zone for a ball, 1-0. Garcia on for the 15th time for the Marauders this year. 2-1 record, a 3.32 ERA through 19 total innings so far. In his second year here in Bradenton, that one in there, now a 1-1 count. We saw him in game one of this series where he went an inning, didn't give up anything, and got a K. Now the 1-1, tapper to the right of the mound. Picked up by Garcia. He'll toss over to first in time for the 1-3 putout, and that's two up, two down. That ends the day for Luis Peralta. Easily his worst outing of the year. Two innings pitched, three hits, seven runs, six being earned. Four walks and one K, along with two hit batters. Definitely an outing for him to forget. Now first pitch in there for a called strike to Raquel DeCastro. DeCastro, 1-for-2, two walks, three runs scored. And a double back in the third. Now the 0-1. That one fouled off right side, up and out of play, 0-2. Garcia staring in. Comes set. And the 0-2 to DeCastro. That one in there. Outside corner. Garcia didn't know it was strike three. Indicated just a normal strike. And everybody's confused. But that is strike three. DeCastro goes down looking. And we'll head to the home half of the eighth here at Leacom Park. It's 14-1. Blue Jays lead.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays up 14-1. Alex Amalfi back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch taken high and tight to Francisco Acuna. 0-1 to start him off. Amalfi perfect through his first two innings in relief of Pat Gallagher. Got big shoes to fill, and he's been filling them so far after that fantastic appearance by Pat Gallagher. Now a 1-1 count as that one was fouled back into the screen. Acuna on the night, 0-for-2. Struck out swinging in his first at bat, popped out to third. in his second, up for just the third time. Blue Jays pitching, facing still just two above the minimum. Caught in a miss on that nasty breaking ball by Alex Amalfi, and it's 1-2. Amalfi out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch. That one, low and outside, went with a slider that time. He's got a fastball, slider, and a changeup, and a pretty new curveball. And he's been mixing in rather well since debuting it against Fort Myers at TD Ballpark. Cut and a miss on the high heater. Down swinging goes Acuna. He's 0 for 3 2Ks. That's a third K on the night for Amalfi. That's going to bring up Davies Nadal, the left fielder for Bradenton. Coming up for the third time. He's 0 for 2 with a K. Bradenton still just one hit on the night. That being the solo shot by Jack Branney. And that one lifted high towards left. Over towards the line goes Roque. Now at the wall, and that's going to land up on the top of their little patio out there in foul territory. 0-1 to start off Nadal. Wait for everybody to get back in their positions. Infield shaded over to the right side against the lefty batter. And Amalfi kicks, fires that one in the hands, fouled off left side. That'll get up and out of play, 0-2. It lands on the top of the roof. Made a loud noise. And it's 0-2 now to Nadal. He calls time, takes a few extra seconds, now digs back in. No balls and two strikes. The pitch. Caught and a miss. High heater gets another one. Four Ks on the night for Amalfi. That's three straight. That'll bring up Nick Cimillo. Nick Cimillo stepping in for the third time. He's 0 for 2, a ground out and a fly out. Out of the windup, Amalfi first pitch. That one, the slider, missed. Oh, rather 1-0 to start off Cimillo. Looked pretty good, but I'm not ABS. That one in there. Evens it up, 1-1. Taking a look around the Florida State League, even though you should never start anything new with two down. As that one missed. Palm Beach currently beating Jupiter 6-3. They currently hold a one-game lead over the Hammerheads in that East Division. They're in the top half of the seventh. That one, a line shot caught by Amalfi. Oh, my God. Alex Amalfi. Nick Deschamps ripped his mask off, and he's laughing hysterically as he just saw the straight face by Amalfi. He didn't make an expression. I was right in the glove. He throws up the hands like, yeah, sure, why not? We'll head to the top half of the ninth here at Leecom Park. It's 14-1.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true, my bad. Thank you.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. The last chance for the Blue Jays to add a couple insurance runs, up 14-1. First pitch to Gene Arnaez. Ground ball over to third, picked up by Castillo. Strong throw across the diamond, and that's one up, one down. One up, one down to start it off. Ryan Harbin is the new pitcher for the Marauders, taking over in relief of Darvin Garcia. Now, righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Nick Deschamps is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. He's the only Blue Jay yet to be retired. Would love to keep that streak going. Now the 0-1. That one lifted, left side, that could fall, and that will fall in foul territory. Oh, man, right down the line, no more than 6 inches foul. And Deschamps going to have to go back to the plate with an 0-2 count. Ryan Harbin, the new pitcher, he's on for the 15th time. An 0-2 record with a 1-2-3 ERA through 22 innings of work. Second time we're facing him. Saw him on April 27th at TD Ballpark, where he went 2 innings, gave up just a hit and a walk, but no runs. Going around on that one, and it gets back to the backstop. Deschamps went around, and he is going to make it to first safely. It went off the home plate umpire Kenny Garcia again and bounced all the way to the Blue Jays dugout. So Nick Deschamps can't do anything wrong. He strikes out swinging but makes it to first on the wild pitch. So that'll put one on and one away for Jaden Rudd coming up for the sixth time this evening. First pitch, he cuts and misses, and that one bounces, kept in front by Hernandez. 0-1 to start off Rudd. 1-for-3 on the night, and our 2 RBI single back in the second inning. He's made it aboard safely 3 times. The other 2 were on a hit by pitch and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs on the night. The 0-1, that one off the plate. 1-1. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen just yet. Actually, now I take that back. It looks like Ryan Chassie might be getting loose. And he is. That one low and inside. 2-1 now the count to Rudd, so that might be it for Amalfi. And if it is, it's yet another fantastic relief appearance where he made just a fantastic play on a line shot right back at him. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the second time he's caught one like that this year. The 2-1, that one in there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 on and 1 away for Rudd. We'll keep looking around the Florida State League. Tampa currently beating Lakeland in a game that really doesn't matter. Tarpon's beating the Flying Tigers as Rudd checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Now the count's going to run full. Tarpon's beating the Flying Tigers in Lakeland 5-2, bottom half of the sixth. Both teams eliminated from postseason contention in this first half. But a game that does matter, Clearwater currently with a 2-0 lead in the middle of the seventh in Fort Myers. Caught and a miss, down swing and goes Rudd. Second K for Harbin, but the first that actually results in an out. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in. Beltre 1-for-3. A double in his first at bat. Then he went walk, fly out, hit by pitch, and fly out. He scored 3 runs on the night. Elsewhere around, they're in the bottom half of the fourth, but they're in a delay in St. Lucie, cutting a miss there by Beltre. Tortugas and the Mets going at it. The Mets are out of playoff contention in the first half. 13 and a half games back with only 13 to go. But the Tortugas are still technically alive. That one up and in. Beltre backs away, and it's 2-1. Your Blue Jays are still in contention, but they won't be if Clearwater wins. Currently 12 and a half back with 13 to play. If Clearwater wins, then we'll be 12 and a half back with 12 to play, a deficit we can't overcome. And if the current results hold, Clearwater's magic number will be down to 1. 2-2, the count now to Beltre. The righty comes set. Harbin fires that one up and in. Again, Beltre having to back away from it, and it's full. Time called to the plate by Beltre. He'll take a second with a full count. Clearwater can clinch their spot in the playoffs by winning the division in the first half before the weekend is up. Actually, before the weekend even gets here. They can do it tomorrow if they hold on to win. And the pitch. That one low. Beltre draws the walk. Deshaun moves over to second base, and now Tucker Toman's going to step in for the sixth and likely final time. Toman on the night. He's 2-for-5 with 4 RBIs. RBI single in the first, a 2 RBI single in the sixth, and an RBI ground out in the seventh. First pitch, that one low and inside, takes it for a ball 1-0. Tillman batting from the left side here against the righty. Switch hitting shortstop. The 1-0, that one low. 2-0 now the count. Harbin pitching out of the stretch. The 2-0 pitch. That one missed inside. Now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Runners on first and second. Two down here. Top half of the ninth. Harbin, the pitch. That one in there. Get me over pitch. Toss the fastball right down the middle. Toman, not with a green light. With a 3-0 count and a 13-run lead. And the 3-1. That one skips. Another walk. That's going to load the bases now for Dunedin and Roque Salinas coming up to the plate. Base is full of birds for Dunedin. Roque stepping in for the sixth time. He and Ryan McCarty are the only two who haven't reached base safely. He's got a chance to correct that here. Ground ball right back to Harbin. He picks it up on the mound, throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays leave them loaded, and we'll head to the home half of the ninth. Blue Jays up 14-1 here at Leecom Park. I don't see Amalfi coming out. I'll wait to see if they go to the bullpen. And, yes, we are going to the bullpen. New pitcher for the ninth. I believe it's Ryan Chassie. We'll introduce him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. has been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go.
We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays up by 13. Ryan Chassie will be the new pitcher for Dunedin, trying to finish this game off. On for the 15th time. 2.63 ERA through 24 innings of work. Cutting a miss on that first pitch by the catcher, Luis Hernandez. He starts off 0-1. Lefty-righty matchup. That one missed off the plate. Now 1-1 count. Final line for Alex Amalfi. It's a great one. Three innings of work. No runs, no hits, no walks, no base runners allowed in four Ks. Nine up and nine down for the righty. That one missed upstairs. Now 2-1. Ryan Chassie, former 17th round pick out of Campbell University. 23-year-old. 2-1 count to Hernandez. The pitch, that one just missed inside. Now a 3-1 count. Blue Jays pitching, still facing just two above the minimum. They've only allowed two base runners this evening. 3-1 pitch by Chassie. That one missed. There's the third. Luis Hernandez leads off the inning with a walk. Just the second walk of the game issued by the Blue Jays to go along with the one hit that they've given up. The solo shot by Jack Brannigan. Apart from that, this lineup's really done nothing. The Blue Jays pitching staff has been phenomenal. Pat Gallagher pitching first five innings in line for the win here this evening. That first pitch to Jesus Castillo missed. 4-1-0. Lefty-righty matchup. Out of the stretch, Chassie kicks, fires the 1-0 pitch. That one in there. 1-1 now to Castillo. Luis Hernandez, still the only marauder to reach via the walk. This is his second of the night. Brannigan's got the only hit. That one, a breaking ball fouled straight down. Now 1-2, the count to Castillo. Gallagher in line for his first win of the year. Ball and two strikes. Chassie comes set. Kicks, fires. That one off the plate. That'll even it up 2-2. Trying to see if there's any more updates around the Florida State League. Not really. Jupiter has gotten one back. It's now 6-4 against Palm Beach. That one can't drop in the zone. It's a full count. Daytona and St. Lucie still in a delay. Still a 2-0 ball game now through 7. Clearwater beating Fort Myers. Trying to eliminate your Blue Jays from playoff contention. That one upstairs. Back-to-back walks to start off the inning. That's going to get Nick DeSham out from behind the plate along with Tucker Toman. Just give Chassie some words of encouragement. It's going to be Jack Brannigan. 1-for-3. He owns the only hit and the only run on the night for the Marauders. Solo shot back in that fourth inning. At the time, it made it 7-1. Blue Jays scored 7 before, they scored 7 after. First pitch is not in the zone. Maybe a little high on the fastball, but it looked good, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch, that one missed in as well. 2 balls, no strikes. Lefty-righty matchup again. Nobody out here in this bottom half of the ninth. That one missed as well. Jassy struggling with his command right now. Three-oh count. We'll see if Brannigan's got the green light. That one inside, a four-pitch walk. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He's going to go and talk with Chassie. The entire Blue Jays infield will converge on the mound. Three straight walks to start off the inning for the lefty. Still nobody out. It's going to be Termar Johnson. Everybody exits the Blue Jays mound. Apart from Chassie, the rest of the infield headed back to their positions. Corey Reardon back to the dugout. And now Termar Johnson stepping in. He's 0-for-3. Strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout so far in the night for the Pirates' number one ranked prospect. Now, first pitch, that one upstairs. Down by 13, Brayton would need a miracle. Not a lot of sweat dripping off anybody's face at the moment. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. Jassy struggling with that command right now. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. They're going to let Chassie ride it out. 2-0 pitch. That one upstairs. Three and 0 after a four-pitch walk. Now the lefty kicks fires. That one in there. Three balls and a strike. Blue Jays infield playing normal depth. That one up and in. Four straight walks to start off the inning. Now the Blue Jays got a righty warming up. Grayson Thurman out there getting loose. That's going to bring in the second run of the night for the Marauders. Hernandez comes in to score. Termar Johnson gets credited with the RBI. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Rodolfo Nolasco. Starts him off 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch, that one upstairs. That one drops in there. Really nice breaking ball there by Chassie. One and two now the count. Just 6 strikes through 23 pitches for the lefty. Caught and a miss. Went right back with a breaking ball. Got Nolasco to swing over top. That's his first out, first K. That's going to bring up Shailene Polanco, the center fielder. First pitch missed low. Maybe a little off the plate as well. 1-0 to start off Polanco. He's 0 for 3, 3 Ks. That one in there. Polanco had 3 Ks in game 1. And that one lifted high towards right, back towards the wall. Is Robertus over the track, and he makes the grab. Everybody's going to move up a bag except for Termar Johnson at first base. Another run comes in to score. Polanco got just underneath it. And now it's 14-3. So runners on the corners, two down now for Francisco Acuña. He's 0 for 3 with 2 Ks. This Blue Jays pitching staff has 13 strikeouts on the night. First pitch missed up and out for a ball, 1-0. I think they sat down Thurman. Haven't seen him throw in a bit. He started to go. Hopefully they didn't burn him. That one missed inside. 2-0 now the count. Jassy trying to see out this ball game. Lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Now a 3-0 count. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Another 4-pitch walk. That's going to reload the bases for the Marauders. That's 5 walks in the inning for Chassie. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Grayson Thurman was still warming up, and he's going to be the new pitcher for Dunedin. Chassie just didn't have his command. 31 pitches, just 9 found the zone. He exits after 2/3. 5 walks and a K. So the new pitcher will be Grayson Thurman. We'll talk about him when we return and when he's ready to go. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. The Blue Jays 1 out away from finishing up this ball game. Thurman's out to do it. We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. 2 runs have already come in for the Marauders, but the Blue Jays still hold an 11-run lead. Grayson Thurman is the new pitcher for Dunedin. Trying to get that final out. First pitch to Davies Nadal. That one missed upstairs for a ball 1-0. Bases are loaded, 2 down. All 3 runners are Ryan Chassie's responsibility. That one missed low and outside. Weird sound there on the mitt of Deschamps. He's taking a look at it. Wonder if that might have snapped a string or something. 2-0 count. Thurman on for the 15th time. A 4.24 ERA through 17 innings of work. That one in there. 2-1 now the count to Nadal. Blue Jays pitching still has only given up one hit. Though now it's 3 runs allowed. And the 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. The Blue Jays are an out away. They've been an out away. Now they're a pitch away, I should say. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. The base is loaded for Bradenton. Down by 11. Thurman looking in to Deschamps. He comes set. The righty. He kicks, fires. Down, swinging. Goes Nadal, and that does it. So the Blue Jays take this ball game by a score of 14-3. They get back to 500 now, 27-27 on the year. And taking a look over at Clearwater and Bradenton, rather Clearwater and Fort Myers, they're in the top of the ninth, still a 2-0 ball game. If Clearwater holds on for that win, their magic number is 1, and the Blue Jays would be eliminated from the first half contention. And if Fort Myers were to come back, then the Blue Jays would still have a very slim chance of hope, still being 1 game away from elimination, and Fort Myers would still be 3 games away from elimination. So, that does it for us here in Bradenton, Florida, at Leecom Park. Your Blue Jays, the final lines, 14 runs on 9 hits, they committed 0 errors. And the Marauders, 3 runs on 1 hit, they committed 3 errors. The win goes to Pat Gallagher, his first of the year. The loss goes to Wilbur Dotel. There is no save. We are back here tomorrow and throughout the rest of this series. Tomorrow's matchup for Game 4 is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. We'll be live right back here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at 6:15. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, this series, this season, and throughout the season going forward. Blue Jays win 14-3, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good?
Forget all the hate, do a shimmy shake. Put the pedal to the metal on the interstate.
Living in this deep blue world.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my hand.